All right, and with that, we are actually saving number 12 until tomorrow, so we will move to item 13, license sales reports.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Going to provide a quick update on license sales over the last month. We can continue on with your agenda, Madam Chair. So the first page talks about the combination licenses, and we'll go through the typical license types here in the report. Combination licenses, very similar to last month in comparison to where we are from a year ago, the end of April, very similar trend, and kind of where we were at as the looking at the end of March, just a month ago. Combination licenses just a little bit behind in comparison to last year, and on our senior combination licenses a little bit ahead in comparison to last year. Overall, still license sales from combination licenses combined look very good and strong moving ahead into this year. Next one is the habitat stamp. Again, going through the end of April, pretty similar looking at it from a standpoint of resident habitat stamps. The non-resident are a little bit behind, and I'm going to explain in just a couple pages, maybe when we talk about the fishing licenses, that might be somewhat of a little bit of an indicator why they're a little bit behind. Certainly, though, what I would expect to see are some substantial changes to this particular graph over the next month. It's the next 2 months as we have the combined deer application period coming up, and that is a substantial number of applications that come in from both resident and non-resident hunters. Again, remember when we talk about habitat stamps, for those that have not yet purchased a habitat stamp, when we do the big game limited draw applications, it is a requirement to obtain that habitat stamp before application period. So the next couple of months coming up are always a pretty significant month or two for habitat stamp, and we'll continue to watch that. The next one is small game licenses. Not a lot of changes to small game licenses, no different than what I shared with you last month. Not the time of the year that we really see a whole lot of activity on small game licenses for both resident and non-residents, but still when you look at the combined of all the different small game licenses or those licenses obtained over the counter, things look still very good and strong moving forward throughout the year here. So again, not much of a change right now, and we'll see more of that in the next couple of months. The next one I do want to bring to your attention are fishing licenses. This is an important one this time of the year. We look at both the resident and non-resident license types just a little bit behind in comparison to last year. I would share and say probably one of the contributing factors to this, we've had some weekends and time frames where the weather was not as nice as maybe we would typically expect or see during the month of April. I have no doubt when we have days like today that and weekends like we're seeing coming up this weekend, that those will continue to grow. So we'll continue to watch that. But even just knowing the factors that might be involved in that, we are working with our staff and the communication staff and continue to get the word out to our anglers of the opportunities that exist, encouraging them to go out and get their fishing licenses or combination licenses for those that do those type. And we'll continue to work with those folks and get the word out. The last page there has some big game license information. Won't go through all of them, but you're just looking at the graphs on the bottom. You can see the mountain lion hunting season remains still very strong, very highly anticipated hunt by those folks that enjoy the mountain lion hunting season. Spring turkey season is always popular and continues to be that. One of the most highly desired licenses and activities by many of our hunters, and that is that spring turkey season. And we've done the special buck applications. You can see those are fairly similar to the last couple of years. And that last graph in the way back or bottom right hand corner are the Mentor spring turkey licenses. Fairly similar, a little bit of growth on the non-resident side, a little bit behind on the resident, but again, still continues to be a strong and highly desired license, and folks love to get out and do that spring turkey hunting opportunity. So In general, commissioners, I would say license sales are doing very good. We'll continue to get the word out on fishing licenses and fishing opportunities. Fishing is really starting to pick up, and we hear that both in the Northeast and along the Missouri River. Things have been going pretty darn strong, but in particular with spawning coming to a conclusion, we really anticipate things to get really exciting and should be very good for our anglers out there. So, Madam Chair, that's a quick report on our license sales. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Any questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair.